The hardest part about buying or selling a home is making sure you have the right real estate agent for the job. Not just somebody who knows Vegas, but somebody who knows your neighborhood and has a proven track record of selling homes in your price range. That's what's so great about Set Schedule. They compare hundreds of agents from different firms to find you the perfect realtor for your needs. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 888-HOMES-30. They'll find you the ideal match in minutes. When it comes to buying or selling a home, don't settle for the recommendation of a friend of a friend of a friend. Call 888-HOMES-30 and find the right agent. That's 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30, 888-HOMES-30. Set Schedule. Ready, set, home.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The White House held a coronavirus task force press conference today as COVID-19 cases continue to swell across the country. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's time to double down on public health measures.
We're not talking about shutting down the country. We're not talking about locking down. We're talking about intensifying the simple public health measures that we all talk about. Mask wearing, staying distance, avoiding congregate settings, doing things to the extent that we can outdoors versus indoors. If we do that, we'll be able to hold things off until the vaccine comes.
Meanwhile, California Governor Gavin Newsom is imposing an overnight curfew as the most populous state tries to head off a surge in coronavirus cases. Newsom announced Thursday a limited stay-at-home order in 41 counties that account for nearly the entire state population of just under 40 million people. Starting Saturday, all non-essential work, movement, and gatherings must cease between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. Attorneys for President Trump appeared at a news conference today detailing their charges of election fraud. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says reporters are lying to the American people about the election results.
You keep reporting falsely that we have no evidence, that we have no specific acts of fraud. That's because the coverage of this has been almost as dishonest as the scheme itself.
Mr. Trump's campaign on Wednesday filed for a recount in the counties that cover Milwaukee and Madison, both Democratic strongholds. It alleged that absentee ballots were illegally altered or issued and that government officials violated state law. The Trump campaign is also aiming to stop Pennsylvania from certifying their election, alleging Philadelphia and six counties wrongly allowed voters to correct problems with mail-in ballots that were otherwise going to be disqualified for a technicality. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Restrictions may apply. Plans and costs for coverage may vary. Call Protect My Car for details.
These days, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. If you own a car, truck, or SUV made from 1999 or higher, you could stop paying for car repairs. That's right. You might not have to pay a penny to have it repaired. Just dial *1245 on your mobile phone now to see if you qualify. You must have an automobile made from 1999 or higher, and all repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can be become a thing of the past. Dial *1245 on your mobile phone today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. That's right, total protection for your car and no more repair bills. Plus, free roadside assistance, free towing, free car rental, and free oil changes. Just dial *1245 on your mobile phone now to see if your car qualifies. That's *1245. Never pay for car repairs again. Just dial *1245 on your mobile phone now. Dial *1245.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye-Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye-Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye-Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish. And for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
It's 3:04. This KMTQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. It's coming soon. Governor Sisolak says he'll be announcing new measures to slow the spread of COVID-19, but he stopped short of giving any firm timeline or saying what the new restrictions might be. Talking with reporters during a COVID-19 response team call, the governor said that the Silver State is not experiencing a downward trend in the coronavirus cases and that his administration is exploring all mitigation options available to get the pandemic under control in Nevada. Last Tuesday, Sisolak asked Nevadans to stay at home as much as possible over the next 2 weeks. But in the 8 days since, the COVID-19 cases have surged in Nevada, with the state hitting record highs in its 7-day moving average of new cases. The Nevada Hospital Association reports the state has reached the highest number of hospitalized patients since the pandemic began. As of yesterday, there are 1,246 people hospitalized across Nevada with confirmed or suspected COVID-19 cases. 81% of the state's hospital beds are occupied as of yesterday and 62% in intensive care. Clark County officials are warning voters to disregard unsolicited calls, which are giving out bogus information about whether their votes were counted. Don't give any information to anyone.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Got a crash on Interstate 11 northbound. That is at College Drive, good part of town. The left lane is blocked there. Also, look for some moderate flows on Interstate 15, both directions. Northbound at Tropicana, you'll touch the brakes, and southbound at Bonanza.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local. Good to have you with us for a Thursday. It may be the Thursday before the lockdown. We don't know. We don't know what the governor's going to do. He says he's going to do something very soon. He doesn't say what it is. We'll talk about that a lot this afternoon. As you know, earlier today, Rudy Giuliani and the president's legal team had a news conference. They say they have irrefutable evidence that should overturn the presidential election. We'll talk about that as well. But here locally, a pair of candidates, unrelated in any way other than they both running for office, one for Congress in CD4, the other one a state Senate candidate, have filed a lawsuit trying to throw out the election and order a new election. One of those candidates is with us now. He's a friend. He is Jim Marchant. He is a GOP candidate for Congress in District 4 running against Stephen Horsford. And Jim, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. I know you're still busy, believe it or not, even though the election was November 3rd. Thanks for coming by today.
Well, thank you for having me, Kevin. I really appreciate it. And yes, we are busy. We haven't given up the fight yet, so we're very busy.
Explain exactly what your lawsuit is and what it seeks in as far as relief is concerned.
Yes. Yeah, so what we're trying to illustrate is in AB4, in the special session, it states in that law and in the Nevada revised statutes that signatures have to be or shall be verified, right? So we know that not all signatures were verified. So we think that this whole election is illegitimate And that's what we're alleging. And because of that, we want a revote, a total revote, not a recount, very similar to what the county commission gave Stavros Anthony for his county commission race. There were enough discrepancies there where they just said, okay, you get a whole new special election. So we think that because of that, we have the same opportunity in our race to have a new special election, and we're going to try to make it statewide where we just have another election for everybody.
I was going to say, because you sued, you know, relative to Clark County, but CD4, right, as we well know, and you know because you've traveled it, encompasses a number of counties, Ely and a lot of the area up north.
Yearington, Tonopah.
Exactly. So you're looking for a statewide re-election?
Yeah, we're hoping that the result of us doing this, it will cause a statewide revote. Yeah, now we're specifically asking for a revote in Clark County for District 4, but we're hoping that at some point we could expand it, either some other people filing lawsuits, or that we can get a whole revote for everybody, because we think we could win more seats for Republicans if we were to have another election and get rid of the voter fraud. Because, you know, I've been preaching that for years and years, and we know it's happening. And if you saw Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell's press conference today, we've got the evidence.
Let me ask you, what would a revote look like, and would it be with the same system, the same voting system, the same signature verification?
No, that's one of the things that we throw out. We're going to show how bad it is, that it can't be used. We have to come up with some other system, and that's something that's up for debate. I don't know whether, Homeland Security would oversee that, or whether, we just have a lot of monitors, from our side and the Democrat side. They're welcome to come in and monitor it also. All we want is a level playing field, and we believe if we have a level playing field and an honest, fair election, we win.
So what's in play here? Is this human error? Is this technical malfunction? Is it something more nefarious than that?
More nefarious. There is a lot of cheating going on. They're doing it in multiple different ways, and like I said, we've got the evidence. The Trump campaign, with Giuliani being the head of it, they have been doing a lot of investigations over the past, since the election, and even before, actually. And we know exactly how they're doing it, and we've got them. They got caught.
How many votes are you behind right now?
15 or 16,000. I don't know the exact number. I actually quit looking, but it's 4.86%.
But it's roughly 15,000-16,000. And
yeah.
I guess my question is, are there enough votes in play with this signature verification that it would put you over the top? And do we even know that? Do we know how these people would vote would that be more than 15,000-16,000?
Yes, we think we have enough evidence that that would be our claim. Yes. That we've got more than enough votes to turn it around.
Now, what do you think this will look like in other counties other than Clark? Do you have any feel for that?
Well, right now we're only doing it in Clark. Well, my understanding is that the other counties will stay the way they are, and we're just going to have a revote in Clark County for District 4. But if others are able to have success in their lawsuits and cause a statewide election, then those counties would come into play.
April Becker is also suing in Clark County on that state Senate deal. Are you convinced that other candidates in other counties will begin to begin the process of filing suits similar to yours?
I think Dan Rodheimer may do the same thing I'm doing. I'm not exactly sure for District 3. But he has the opportunity. I have been talking to him, and not sure whether he's going to do it or not, but I know that I am. I know April Becker is, and we certainly know that Stavros has the special election coming up, and April and I both, our assertion is that because Stavros got a new election, we should get a new election also, or a special election.
How do you go about doing this when we've got another another Congress that begins after the first of the year? How do you do this and get in front of a judge and get pleadings done and briefs and the whole thing? How do you get that done in just a matter of a few weeks?
You work 24/7, and we do it within a few days, actually. So we've got a hearing tomorrow, and I suspect we'll have to get to work really fast for Monday, Tuesday time frame.
And that's a matter of getting briefs filed. When could oral arguments begin?
Monday. It's possible. It depends on the judge. This gets priority over everything else. So it's going to happen pretty fast. And, we've been working, as you know, for, since the election, almost 24/7 on this, gathering evidence and putting together our case.
What has this been like for you? I imagine this has been kind of a roller coaster ride for you. And when did you first get the notion that, well, if Stavros Anthony can get a special election, maybe I can too? When did that first start to germinate?
Well, I wanted to do some sort of legal fight before that. I knew, I know the election fraud has been going on for a long time, and we just need to prove it. And I think we've got the goods on them at this point, between what we've done, what I've done with my team, what the Trump team's done, and then certainly what Giuliani and Sidney Powell have gathered in all of their efforts nationwide. When you put all that together, we've got an open and shut case, and it is an open and shut case. The only problem is we have activist judges, and that's going to be the problem. And we just have to hope that we get a judge that's fair and will listen to the merits of the case and go from there. If we do, we're going to be in good shape.
When will you find that out, who the judge is and what the judge's political leanings are?
I should find out this afternoon.
All right.
Yep, I've got a meeting here in about an hour or so.
Okay, let me just ask you, because the stuff that's been thrown out of court around the country for the president, the litigation, and a lot of it has to do with, well, we don't have any evidence. What kind of evidence? Give me one example of the type of evidence that you do have in your favor.
Well, physical evidence like, ballots being mailed to wrong places and multiple ballots to houses and, dead people voting. You've got multiple people voting from in another state that also voted here. You've got people that don't even live here anymore that voted here. We have that evidence. And then, one of the most important things is we've got digital forensics. So we've got that evidence also.
What is digital forensics for those of us that...
I'm trying to think of how to best describe that. What goes on in the computer system? How's that?
Ah, okay.
What goes on in all the machines that people vote on and scan? We have different system that scans the machines, and as you know, the sensitivity of the scanning machines that scan the signatures didn't work, and so they turned it down, the sensitivity. And then eventually I understand they turned it off. And that's kind of what we're saying. AB4 says that you have to match signatures, and they didn't do it. So they broke the law.
And I know that in the middle of this, we were told by Joe Gloria, and he told the legislature supposedly, there would be some sort of plan, some master plan for doing signature verification and some of these other issues, but a plan never came forward. Do you know of a plan that eventually came forward from Joe Gloria?
I don't know of a plan, but they may have been relying on this Agilis system, the scanner, that or it's actually software. It's a scanner, and software runs on it, and it basically tries to match a signature, and, that's tough. That's a tough deal. And so we'll see how that turns out. But that's our main claim that we're trying to hang our hat on, among other things. And but they just flat didn't follow the law, because the law says in AB 4 that was passed in August that they shall verify signatures.
Wow. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Jim, thank you so much for taking time. I know you guys are really busy. Give my best to Michael, and you know, it's going to be very, very interesting. Keep us posted, would you please?
Yep, we're all working really hard, and thank you for having me on, and we really appreciate it.
Very good. Jim Marchant, GOP candidate for Congress, CD4, running against no less than Stephen Horsford. And we knew it was going to be a tough race. I don't know that we knew it was going to be this tough a race that requires a revote. We're going to find out. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. Rudy Giuliani had a news conference today. Very, very enlightening. And with ramifications not only at the national level, but as you just heard from Jim Marchant, at the, at the local level as well. We'll do that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
After all the shenanigans that occurred during this election cycle, are people just going to lose confidence completely in voting and not even bother? We'll talk about it.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. In survey after survey, workers age 55 and older say running out of money in retirement is their biggest fear, even more than death. Well, the good news is there are things you can do to help make sure that doesn't happen. And here to help us understand some of those things that we can do to prevent it is America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, how do we protect ourselves from running out of money? I know you do it day in and day out at Capital Financial.
Yes, Steve, one of the things that we spend a lot of time doing is analyzing the way people are already set up when they come meet us. In other words, seeing what other people have set you up with, or if you're doing your own plan, what you've been doing. And we subject it to what we call the evaporation index. Based on the money you have and based on what you want to do in the future, how long will that money last before it's gone? Evaporating, in other words. So what we never want to have happen, I used to do this science experiment in class. We would plant seeds and we'd put some plastic wrap over it, and so it would keep watering itself over and against a terrarium. Remember terrarium?
Oh, yeah, sure.
And so we want a financial terrarium where our money keeps replacing itself. So we take money out, we harvest, and then it replaces itself. And that's possible. We call that a financial fill-up, where we have an account set up that has principal protection in it, and every single year, all the way through retirement, guaranteed, you get an income check. It does not depend on the stock market. So some of your money needs to be in what we call the core. That's the money that's going to be there replacing itself and giving you income for life. And then the rest of your money can be in the market. Therefore, you don't worry when the market goes up and down. For the next 10 people, let's put together your very own evaporation index and total retirement plan at no cost.
The evaporation index. I like the sound of that, Coach. Hey, if you'd like to get yours, be one of the next 10 callers. 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can simply text the word Vegas to 21000. That's Vegas to 21000.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered investment advisor.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Rudy Giuliani with a news conference. They say that they've got more than enough votes, twice as many votes as they need to overturn the election. They say they have the evidence. He held a news conference earlier today. And I want to go to cut two because this is Rudy Giuliani, vintage Rudy Giuliani. This is the crime fighter. This is the former mayor. Says that they have the affidavits they need and even more than that to overturn this election. This is cut two. Rudy Giuliani earlier today.
In the states that we have indicated in red, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona, we more than double the number of votes needed to overturn the election in terms of provable illegal ballots. All you got to do to find out if I'm misleading you at all is to look at the lawsuits. Look what's alleged. Look at the affidavits. Maybe we can supply more affidavits. In order to do it, I have to get permission from the people. But in the materials I have here, there are at least 10 that come from citizens. We have 1,000 at least. And we're getting more every day. And there are other aspects of this fraud that, at this point, I really can't reveal. This is really enough. It's enough to overturn any election. It's disgraceful what happened. And I'll conclude by asking you to just think about this for a minute. What happened on the morning of November 3rd when they were going to count this new kind of ballot, this mail-in ballot? Did every Democrat leader in Pennsylvania and in Michigan and in Wisconsin and in Georgia and in Nevada and in Arizona, they all wake up and all separately have the same idea? Did they all separately have the idea that we're going to put Republican inspectors in pens? We're not going to let them look at mail-in or absentee ballots? They all independently come up with that. Like, just by coincidence. They say, hey, you know, we're going to put the Republicans in pens and corrals. We're going to do it in Pittsburgh. We're going to do it in Philadelphia. We're going to do it in Detroit. We're going to do it in Milwaukee. We're going to do it in Las Vegas. We're going to do it in Phoenix. What did I miss? Oh, we're going to do it in Atlanta. Or isn't the logical conclusion that I think any jury would accept after they heard this evidence that somebody had this plan? Maybe that was always the plan, to do this very, very questionable form of voting, which has been criticized by President Carter, by Secretary Baker, by most experts on election reform. I think the logical conclusion is this is a common plan, a common scheme. It comes right directly from the Democrat Party, and it comes from the candidate. Clearly. That's the reason why Hillary Clinton said, don't concede, even if you're losing. That's the reason we had a Freudian slip by the candidate, and he said he had the best voter fraud team in the country. That's the reason why he probably didn't have to go out and campaign.
Good point. By the way, we are still waiting to see what the governor is going to do. I'm going to let you hear a clip from an interview with Beau LaFave, a state representative from Michigan. They have filed to impeach Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And by the way, when you hear this, and we'll do this right after the break.